You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hitting the news you might have missed. It's Denton's Daily News.
All right, Denton. We're starting with the Nats.
Let's start with a little bit of those Nationals. Four in a row, they sweep the Marlins. They have another big performance offensively. For those that are counting, that's 30 runs in the last three games for the Nationals. Bats are scorching right now. They're headed to Texas today, but they're on a roll. They're 500.
500 through 28 games of the season. And, yeah, I mean, they've took four against the worst team in baseball in Miami. But, you know, Miami has owned them in recent years. So it's a great start. And actually, you know, now that they're back at 500, I think they're tied for third in the division with the Mets. The top of this division is just so loaded with the Braves and the Phillies in particular. But great start. And C.J. Abrams, you know, awesome again. This guy right now, I think, people would say that he is having an all-star start to the season at this point. Had another home run, two-run shot last night on the season, hitting .297. He's got seven home runs through 28 games, 17 RBIs. Slugging percentage is .634, which would be 200 points higher than anything he's ever done career-wise, an OPS of 1.011. I mean, right now, C.J. Abrams is having an all-star start to the season, and the Nats are clearly much improved from where they were last year. You could look at it and say, well, they beat the Marlins four in a row. The Marlins are 6-24, but, you know, they took two or three from the Dodgers a week and a half ago. They took two or three from the Astros. So we'll see. They get the Rangers coming up starting tonight, right? The first game in Dallas is tonight?
Yeah, tonight at 8 on 106.7.
Yeah, the Rangers are somewhere around 500 in terms of their start to the season. So good for them. I mean, really impressive start to the season.
So you mentioned you opened the show with the NBA with the Lakers and the Nuggets. What about Boston taking a 3-1 lead over Miami? They lose Kristaps in the process. Calf injury, he misses just about all the second half.
Are they saying anything? Because it looked worse than just calf.
So the official prognosis now is calf, but they fear it's an Achilles.
Yeah.
And it feels like the Achilles has ruined this entire NBA postseason. It's the same similar thing that took out Giannis and now Dame Lillard and now potentially Kristaps Porzingis. I mean, it's not been a good postseason for the calf Achilles area.
What is it with calf injuries and Achilles injuries in particular? It just seems like to me over the last several years, seen so much more of it in sports. I'm sure there's an explanation for it. I think people in general life who are active, you know, maybe play sports, play basketball, play various sports. I mean, I've been, you know, around people that have torn Achilles. You actually can hear it on a basketball court because it pops. I think in the last 5 to 10 years, you know, 5 years in particular, it just seems like there's so many more Achilles injuries and maybe calf, but, you know, torn Achilles for sure. I mean, Porzingis, that's been his biggest issue, obviously, throughout his career. You know who was just awesome last night? And I watched some of this game, too. Was Derek White. I mean,
yeah.
This guy, you know, for a couple of years now, but he had 38 last night and had 8 threes in the game. I think a lot of people think Boston is not going to get tested at all in the East. It's probably true. I also think a lot of people think Boston wins the NBA title. I would certainly not.
I would not bet that.
I would not count on that. I think Denver can beat Boston in a best of seven, and we just haven't seen what Minnesota and OKC and Dallas can't beat Boston in a best of seven, but Dallas can't beat Denver. You know, the Clippers completely healthy, which they're not, could beat anybody in a best of seven, but they're not healthy. So anyway, lots of injuries. For sure. The Achilles thing, I'm sure somebody's got an explanation on that. Just tweet me at Kevin Sheehan DC. Go ahead. What else?
So this was a story that I saw, and I was so excited to put on my news because I thought you were going to have some great takes on this.
Really?
Dave & Buster's is going to allow customers to now bet on arcade games. They're partnering with a company called Lucra Sports that allows participants to wager on recreation sports. Because it's recreation, you can kind of ditch some of, like, the gambling laws, which, I mean, take that for whatever it is. So you can now wager on things like skee ball,
yeah,
hot
it's game
shot.
Of chance, not skill. That's the difference.
Right.
But in the states where it's legal, it wouldn't matter anyway, I would think. But I don't understand. So skee ball, let's just take skee ball as an example. What are you doing? Are you wagering on a score to beat?
Score to beat. You can face your friends. So if you each want a matchup, I'm doing this the best justice I can. This is a terrible idea, and you're a sucker if you do this. Because there's nothing that's stopping you and I from going to Dave & Buster's right now and putting our own wager, $5, on who wins this hot shot basketball game, who can make the more shot. There's nothing stopping us from doing that right now. Literally all this does is invest a middleman into the actual wager, which then gives them money. It's the stupidest thing.
I know I've kind of alluded to this in the past, and trust me, I understand there's a little bit of biting the hand that feeds. Gambling ain't for everybody, okay? It is not for everybody. And I have seen many a horror story, tragedy when it comes to this. It's been my biggest beef over the last 5 years. Where you've seen a lot of people, and I'm, you know, the only name I'll mention is just Ted. Ted got very excited, and Ted was obviously very naive when it came to this stuff, or disingenuous, one or the other. But I think he was naivete more than anything else. But there are major downsides, kids, to gambling, okay? It can be a life ruiner. It is addictive. This is the ultimate in moderation. Everything's fine in moderation. The issue is not everybody can moderate when it comes to things like this. And if you're in Dave and Buster's, look, I've been in places like that with friends of mine, and we, of course, are wagering on things like skee ball. It's never been, I guarantee you, I've been on the Rehoboth Boardwalk at Funland playing skee ball for money at some point with, you know, other fathers as we took the kids to Funland. But it's not for everybody. As my good friend Dave Preston says all the time, Vegas, not for everybody. Gambling is not for everybody. Be careful, kids. Terrible idea. Terrible idea, especially when you're betting against machines. Don't ever do that. Okay? Don't ever go and bet against potentially rigged machines. You know, one of the when online, you know, casinos became a big deal. Poker's different. You're playing against people. But when I know people that got really hooked on online blackjack, online craps, online baccarat, etc. Don't do that. Seriously. I mean, all of these places are regulated now in a much better way, and they're fair. But, you know, in the early days of Wild Wild West online casinos, you were an idiot if you got sucked into online blackjack. No offense. What else do you have?
Dave
and Buster's.
When I injected this story, I didn't think you would give love to Funland in Rehoboth. Great spot. Did you ever do that like zero gravity situation they got there? You know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah,
I'm not big into getting on a lot of the ride things, especially the things that go round and round.
That killed me once.
Yeah, I don't do well with round and round things. I get off a little nauseous. But the games and the arcade stuff, yeah, I mean, when we would take the kids there.
The obstacle course was one of my favorite things when I was old enough to get on that.
What was?
The obstacle course.
I don't really remember the obstacle course.
Yeah, we used to call it the Ronald McDonald because there was a big clown face. Why they put a clown face on something for children, I don't really know. But we would do all, it was great. Climb through ropes and all this stuff. It was awesome.
Hmm. I mean, this Lucra's who's managing arcade-style gambling, I'm assuming they're taking a cut of these things.
Like I imagine.
That's the kind of it's the kind of business that actually makes more sense. There's probably less risk. But anyway, go ahead. What else do you have?
All right, final thing here. Great day for the Kelce's yesterday. Travis gets a 2-year, $34.25 million extension. That makes him the highest paid tight end ever. And it was reported by Andrew Marchand that Jason Kelce is officially going to join ESPN's Monday Night Countdown, seemingly moving Robert Griffin to do other things at ESPN, join Ryan Clark, Marcus Spears, then your guy, Scott Van Pelt.
Yeah, I think Scott's really happy about Jason Kelce joining that set. I think, look, nobody ever really knows how a guy will be. He was the hottest, you know, free agent on the sports television landscape this go-round. And, I think Jason Kelce, you know, Scott loves Ryan, loves Marcus Spears. And so Kelce being a part of this will probably round it out in a really good way. Should be a good show. Look, I mean, I'm not a big pregame show watcher. I watch his on Monday night when I can. But you know, it's much more pregame shows are, you know, fun to a certain degree. When you have Monday Night Football and there's one game and you're coming off the previous day, you know, 12, 13, 14 games, whatever it is, depending on if they're bye weeks or not, it's a football show. You know, it's a football show. It's not a, you know, create a viral, you know, meme moment show. That'll be, I have no idea if Kelce will be any good. He seems good. You know, I've seen some of the podcast clips with his brother.
He did stuff with Amazon on a bye week, Thursday Night Football. He's going to be awesome. I don't know how Amazon fumbled him, by the way. That should have been a shoe-in, but ESPN gets a good one.
All right. Good for him. How much is he going to get paid doing that?
That has not been announced yet. I'm going to guess it's a good amount.
Right. All right. What else do you have? Anything else?
That's all I got for you.
I wanted to play that Belichick cut that you found on Jaden Daniels. We'll do that when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and theteam980.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.